Welcome to Your Expansive Self Podcast. I'm your host, Tasha Kretel. I'm a self-healing and energetics coach, breathwork and meditation teacher, passionate student of life, and true seeker. I fully believe that everything is interconnected in our world and that it's time that we talk about the deeper truths of it. My goal is to share with you all that I know within the science and the spiritual of relationships, sex, business, healing, health, and wealth, to help you understand the how and to guide you into becoming free from condition and living in your truth. We have conversation with heart leaders, solo episodes, no BS, no filters, sharing from my heart to yours with integrity, love, and wisdom. Thank you so much for pressing play today. I'm so honored and excited to have you here with me. So let's get started. Hello, my sunshines, and welcome back to the podcast. It has been a minute. I think it's been like it's been a month as of today since I did my last episode. I will not apologize because there's been so much juiciness happening in my space, and I mean, I was living and I am living, and I really make sure that I share and I speak from a space of truth and empowerment, not force. I never, ever want to force a podcast because I do believe that intention is everything, and that if my energetics are not clear as to what I'm actually here to share, then that's going to come through in the same way in the podcast, and that literally serves no one. So, still in Austin, still loving it, still navigating all the different things here, people and community and opportunities and all the things. Since the last time that I was on the podcast, the TCP group coaching program ended. That was phenomenal. Coaching 60 women for 3 months was amazing. And now I had launched the mastermind where I'm coaching 11 women for 3 months on a more deeper, more expanded, more activated level where we meet every Monday night for a call. We meet every second Saturday for breathwork meditation connection call, and they all get a call a month with me on a one-on-one level. So definitely focusing my energy on there because a lot of powerful work is being done. And, you know, the podcast today, this episode, is something that has been on my mind for a little while, for sure. And I was just giving it the space that it needed and wanted so that I could make sure I can come on and give a powerful and loving and activated and amplified podcast episode for all of you. And I think it's time that we talk about this because I hear so much programming and bullshit around this stuff of like, but you got to work hard, but you got to do this, but you got to do that. And there's a lot of programming, a lot of perceived bullshit, to be honest. So I want to fuck with your minds a little bit, you know? If you're new to the podcast, you know by now that I have absolutely no filter. I was just on a podcast this morning getting interviewed, and I was like kind of swearing here and there, and I was like, whoops, well, it's kind of part of my character, so my personality. But I really want to, you know, I love really just breaking the norm. I love getting people to think differently. I love seeing them thrive by thinking differently and breaking against everything they've known to be true and creating a space and a life and a vision that comes from a space of empowered belief in themselves and what they want. An effortless flow. Can we get like an F yes for all of this? Effortless flow. Oh my God. So key. All right. So let's talk about it. How to achieve your goals effortlessly. If you're listening to this and you've worked with me before, you know I am all about this. So here's the thing. I genuinely believe that we have been told that things are going to take a really long time, that it takes a lot of hard work, that it takes a lot of different things to get what you want financially, within yourself, I don't know, whatever else, you know, you have in mind when it comes to your goals. And that is false. I really think that they've told us this so that, and when I say they, I mean programming, society, environment, matrix, you know, living kind of thing. They have told us this so that they could make sure that we don't go for it. And that's a load of crap. I've seen this firsthand. And I love this part of my work, you know, when I coach with my clients or have a simple conversation with someone and they're like, oh, I really want to create this and, you know, but it's going to take some time and I know it's going to take a lot of money and I'm going to have to do this and I have to do that. And I'm like, why? Why would you have to do that? Why would it take such a long time? What if it happened next week? What if, you know, you would materialize this in like 3 days? What would you do? And it's like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Like, we don't even let our minds think about achieving our goals effortlessly. We always think that achieving our goals are hard or that it takes all these things to actually get there. And so I want you to think about right now a goal that you have. First thing that pops into mind. Boom, got it. Good. Now I want you to think about everything you think that you have to do, that you need to do in order to get there. Let them rise. Say them out loud. I think I need to do this. I think I need to do that. I probably will have to do this. I'll have to do that. Great. Great. Awesome. You're doing great. So now I want you can do this as homework. I feel like I'm literally giving this like a personal coaching call on my podcast now. I want you to write down every single thing that you think you have to do, that you need to do in order for this to happen. And once that's clear, once that you have this on paper, I want you to go through every single one of them and just acknowledge the fact that you thought that this was a thing that you needed to do. Great. And I want you to empower yourself to really see this as just another thing in the way that is preventing you from actually achieving this effortlessly. This is just another thing that your mind is creating that is telling you that you have to do this in order to get that, right? It's a couple examples. One of my clients a couple weeks ago was like, oh man, it's crazy that I thought I needed to be fully healed before I get into a relationship. I did not see at that moment in time that just me as I am today is enough to be in a relationship. Boom. Yesterday, another client, I want to buy some land and create a conscious community, and I want to make it all about retreats and this and that, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, oh, I think I need to buy land and I think I need to build all the things and invest all this money. And I told her, I said, what if there was already a property exactly for what you were looking for, already for sale somewhere out there? And she was like, oh my God, did not even think about that. How interesting is the mind? Like, can we, big round of applause for the mind. Good job, mind, for making things always so challenging and difficult and dramatic. So is it really possible to achieve your goals effortlessly? Yes. Fuck yes. And it's a matter of understanding just how clear you are with your goals, what your desire behind your goals are, and can you allow yourself to receive that safely without self-sabotaging? Because that's the other thing, is that, you know, let's say your goal is to make $50,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $1,000 this month with your new work, whatever it is. And let's say I gave you that on a silver platter right now and I said, hey, you, beautiful babe, here is exactly what you were asking for. What do you think you would do with it? You would probably self-sabotage or create or manifest a perfect situation or experience for you literally to not receive that. How many times did you feel your goal being at the tip of your finger and then all of a sudden just feels like it slipped away? Probably one too many times, which creates another program of, you know, my goals are right here and then they're just taken from me. I hear this a lot. It's like we feel like the universe is giving us a cookie, and then we're like, yay, my cookie. And then all of a sudden it feels like it's just like, oh, you can't have it, sorry. And then we feel betrayed. And then we feel like we are owed this thing, and we're like, oh my God, why would it do that? Why did this happen to me? Et cetera, et cetera. So a few things here. I'm here to remind you that no one owes you anything, but you can create it for yourself at any point in time. It's really a choice and a decision that you get to have for yourself. Number two would be that you really need, and I'm implementing that you don't need anything, but this is just a simple want or an addition of your current situation and amplification to your world. If you want to shift this, you need to start practicing to feel safe in your body to receive effortlessly. Practice just you being you and receiving whatever you are calling in, pleasure, play, joy, money, abundance, effortlessly. Maybe today your new mantra can be, I allow myself to receive what I truly want effortlessly. Those are probably the most powerful affirmations that you can have for yourself. I allow myself to. Because this comes from a space of releasing resistance around whatever you think you need to do in order to receive. Also, again, I'm not going to apologize for this, but my podcasts are super fluid. So I never really plan out anything. I just kind of, you know, talk to talk and make sure that my point is powerful and activated and just clear. So this is another thing that a lot of people have when it comes to achieving their goals that is not specifically in alignment with their truth. Meaning, I hear a lot of people saying or doing things, mostly doing things, that create a perfect scenario, a perfect situation under the program in their minds that they have to work hard in order to feel deserving of what they receive. I remember, this is one of my past partners a couple years ago, I saw him struggle so hard with him creating his business. And I was like, why are you doing this? Like, I mean, you know, there's better ways. And he was such in a state of like frustration that the truth just came out. He was like, I want to feel like I deserve this. And I was like, yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. Because when we are in that energy, first of all, this is how burnouts happen, right? Like, we are coming from an energy of proving and defending, whether it's to yourself or someone, people around you, the world, whatever that is. That is coming from an energy of proving and defending, which is coming from lack, which is not from an empowered state. So of course you're gonna keep working super, super, super hard. Force, where one day it's just, you're gonna be fed up. And like, what is the point of any of this if you're going to get to that point? Wouldn't it be so much better if you could receive what you're looking for, co-create, come from an empowered space, and continue to be in your own effortless flow where you create your core values in your life and you live according to that? How much better does that feel? I'll give you guys a few examples. There was one example about 2 weeks ago with one of my clients that she was telling me, we got on a call right away. She's like, ugh, I'm stressed. I'm like, okay, let's talk about it. What's going on? And she's like, well, I really want to move out. You know, it's time I get my own place. She's been in her parents' place for a little bit. She's like, I really want to get my own place, but I can't find the perfect apartment. And it's really annoying. And I just feel frustrated and I don't know what to do. And it's going to take a while and, you know, all the things. Great. So we went back to the core. I'm like, what is it that you actually want, regardless of the money? well, you know, I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that. Great. How much do you think that you need to spend in order to get this? Well, probably, you know, $1,200, $1,300. Okay, a month? Yeah. Okay, great. And how much are you looking for in terms of apartments, in terms of budget right now? Well, $700 to $800. Okay, what is the difference between the $700 to $800 and the $1,200 in terms of you living in a shithole and living exactly where you want to live? What do you think is happening there? Where do you think that you are not worthy of living in that space? Because guaranteed, this has nothing to do with the money because you have it. So what's actually going on here? And it, again, she didn't feel like she was worthy of that. And her perspective was stuck on, let me find the cheapest thing so that I can make sure that I am safe, so that I can make sure that I'm in control of my finances, versus I am worthy of living exactly in the place that I want to live. I will trust that I will always find a way to make sure that my abundance and prosperity is amplified. And if I want to live this type of life that I want to live, well, it's going to take some big and bold moves, honey. You're going to have to go for it. And you're going to have to trust yourself. And when you trust yourself, you also trust source, universe, God, whatever you want to express it as. When you take those steps forward in a space of letting go of control, getting really clear on the what, surrendering the how, clearing, releasing whatever you think you need to do in order to get there, and making those non-negotiables, you are a materializing machine. I don't say manifest because, or I'm choosing to change my language. Maybe you've heard me say this in past podcasts, but when you choose to change your language in a more empowered state, when you get really clear on what the energetics of those words are, you amplify everything. So, this being said, when we say manifest, we are constantly manifesting 24/7. So you hear people all the time saying like, oh, I just manifested this. Like, yeah, of course he does. You're always manifesting all the time, the good and the bad. But materializing is bringing things in the material, physical reality of your life. So what is the point of continuously manifesting if it's not going to show up fully in your physical reality? So if we continue to amplify that word, man, here we go. Take off. See ya. So I just encourage you to pay attention to what you say in terms of words. So what ended up happening with this client of mine is that I told her at the beginning of that call, I said, you know, I just had some clients that materialized their dream space in 6 days. And she was like, what? No way. And I said, yep. So how about we do this? You practice sitting still in silence so that you can amplify your loving awareness of your beingness as you do nothing. So you can start feeling safe in your receiving, because that's exactly what it is. And you get really, really, really clear on what you want for your apartment. And she was like, oh, but I already am. And I was like, cool, what is it? She's like, well, I want a 1-bedroom and under this budget. I said, okay, we're gonna need a lot more clarity in here. How do you want to feel when you wake up? How do you want to feel when you go to bed? How do you want to feel when you walk into this space? How does your kitchen look? How does your bathroom look? What is this energy of the building, of the space, of your, is there parking? Is there trees? Is it close to high? Like, girl, get all the clarity in the world. So please, please get super, super, super clear. And that's exactly what she did. And I told her, I said, don't look for any places for 2-3 days. Okay. Don't look. Just practice this basic stuff. She's like, okay, I'll do this. Kid you not. 6 days later, she signed her lease for her dream place. What? I mean, I'm not surprised. I was just like, this is your reminder that's how effortless it's going to be. Let this be a lesson for you as to how graceful it can be for you. And it's a choice. Hey, if you want to keep living your life in a space that feels hard and push and pull and like you're again being owed something, or that like you're frustrated because you get the cookie and then, you know, you don't actually get it, like it's being taken away from you, there's something to be healed in that space. And you can totally stay there. It's totally up to you. You really don't need to change anything. But if I told you it was possible, what type of life would you want to live when it comes to your goals? I love taking my time, writing down my goals, getting super clear with them, really noticing what shows up in my sphere of either, you know, the words or the thoughts that say, I can't have this, or I won't have this, or this is impossible. And just allowing to be with them and releasing them and healing them and shifting them. And then empowering myself to allow myself to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, according to my goals. And just letting that go. And making my goals to be achieved effortlessly an of course moment. Meaning when they happen, aka my client finding her place in 6 days, making it a moment of, but of course. Of course this is happening. I am not surprised. High expectations, low attachments. This is a game changer, my loves. This is a game changer. Expect it to come and don't be attached to it. Because whether it's today or in a year from now, it's going to come through. And again, if you think it's going to take a really long time, it's going to take a really long time. If you think it's going to be faster than you can even imagine, then it's going to be faster than you can even imagine. What you believe to be true will be. I will keep repeating this in every single episode if I have to, for you guys to understand that at the core, your energetic system that is coming from a belief system that you have will continuously attract these things. Practice tuning in. Practice being sitting still in silence long enough for you to just be and practice receiving in that being state. Come back to your heart. Come back to yourself. Ask for guidance. Stop looking for the external shit all the time. That stuff is not serving you. Be aware who you're listening to and how you feel from it. Every conversation, every podcast, book, television show, anything you're watching online has a coding, has a program. It is implementing something in your mind that makes you believe that to be true somewhere, somehow. So pay attention how you're feeding yourself. I encourage you and I invite you to start looking into who told you had to work so hard to get what you want. Are you going to let their reality become yours? And again, you can totally be in that space. Totally up to you. But is that really how you want to live? Isn't it fun to get really clear on goals and then being on the journey of accomplishing them and receiving them? Does this mean that you're never going to have obstacles and challenges? No. But if you do show up with a ton of them, there's always a few things that I've noticed. Either your vision or your goal was not clear enough. Your intention behind it was not clear enough. Your empowered why wasn't strong enough. Maybe it was still coming from a place of proving and defending. Maybe somewhere, somehow, you thought it was going to be too good to be true. I remember with, for example, the mastermind, I had a beautiful lesson in that space when I signed up all the girls. And then last minute, one of them was like, oh, well, even though the contract was signed, everything was done, everything. Last minute, she goes, oh, well, you know, I got another opportunity somewhere to go work, so I won't be able to make the calls. And I just like, you know, sorry about that. I know the contract is signed, but like, I won't be able to do this. Thanks, bye. And I was like, whoa. What's happening here? Like, this is so interesting. And there's two sides to look into this. One, what part of my consciousness attracted a situation like this? And B, this woman went through a 30-minute discovery call. She had to do the application. She had to go through the contract. She had to sign it. She had to do all the things to be ready. And then last minute she pulls out, there is something here for her too. So instead of discussing with her about it in a space that is emotionally charged, I allowed myself to see what part of my consciousness attracted this. And it was definitely from the belief of, I almost had it all and I self-sabotaged, where I thought still, it's too good to be true. It was too effortless. It was too easy. So I welcomed that in. I loved it. I forgave it. I was like, oh, you did good, Tash. You did good. This was good. This is a great lesson. And now you get to completely let go of this attachment of her being part of it or not being part of it. And now we get to help her and see what there is in terms of lessons for her. So we hopped on a call. And of course, she was just coming from a place of fear of, holy shit, now I have to fully show up for myself. And that feels scary. Hey, I get it. I so get it. And at the end of the day, it always comes back down to, what do you really want? What is most important to your heart? What makes you feel like in a state of fuck yes, a sacred fuck yes? Well, think about it. Take the time. Would you rather be stuck or free? Would you rather try or keep wondering what if? Sometimes it can feel pretty scary when you allow yourself to really visualize what you want. And then sometimes we don't really allow ourselves to fully get there because we're afraid that once we get there, we have nothing else to do or nothing else to achieve. And there will be all this space in between where, well, now I don't have to do all the things to work for it. There was a pretty big realization I had also a couple weeks ago where I was looking at my subconscious disadvantages of my body fully healing. Meaning, if my body was fully healed, what would be a disadvantage? And one of the most interesting things that showed up was that I will not be able to complain anymore. And I will have all this time during my days where I used to, you know, or the money even, supplements and the things and then that and this and then that. All this time, all this money will be available to me. And I don't know what I'll do with it. Like, what is going to happen? Everything will be so available. And then what? A lot of people hold on to their problems and their challenges and their obstacles and their suffering because it makes them feel alive. It makes them feel special. It makes them feel worthy. And they forget that their worthiness is a feeling that they are able to tap into at all times within themselves without them doing anything. So what are you searching for in the external reality to make you feel as though that you need it to prove or defend that you are worthy of something? What are you afraid of letting go of the external reality? Because that's the shit that you need to look at. And I encourage you to do that. And again, you don't need to do anything. You can keep living exactly the way that you want to, no problem whatsoever. It's completely up to you. But this comes back down to the basics. What do you really want? What kind of life do you want to live? Because it's there for you. Every vision that you have is already currently lived by another version of you in another field, in another dimension. How fucking awesome is that? So you're telling me that it's already here? Yes, I am. It's just a matter of tuning into the frequency. It's a matter of releasing everything you think that you need to do in order to get there. To feel safe in your body, to allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to be in love, allow yourself to really amplify the worthiness of your beingness now. Take a deep breath. Allow this all to sink into your system now. And I encourage you to share this with people who think that they need to work hard in order to get this. I encourage you to listen to this as much as you want, to really make it a new program in your brain, in your mind, that you can do this. You can create anything you want. And the power behind co-creation is that it's not just about you. You are tuning into what is for the highest good of yourself and the highest good of all too. Use your empowered connection to source, God, universe. Allow it to guide you too. Allow it to support you. Allow it to just serve you. But it can't do that if you don't ask. And I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're a little bit woo-woo, right? I'm assuming because, I mean, look at all my episodes. But anyways, all of this aside, I really hope that today's conversation, today's flow, allowed you to remember somewhere, somehow, I'm sure you're feeling inside your system at this moment of, fuck, I already knew this. I knew this. It's always a remembering. Everything that we get to learn is a remembering. So let's unlearn. Let's remember. Let's understand who we are versus understand who we are. Think about it. Again, power of words. Understand. I feel like that is coming from the energy of giving our power to something else. Right? You're standing under versus inner standing. You stand within yourself, within your own truth, within your empowered state. Encouraging you to inner stand, to remember. So take the time in this process, all the tips, all the tools I already gave you today, and then amplify that with nourishment, patience, compassion, forgiveness for yourself and therefore others as well. It's always here for you. You can always choose it for yourself. And again, I'm here to empower you to remember what truth is and to completely dismantle this programming that made you think false illusions. And I would love to hear from you. If ever you listen to this podcast and you actively do the work that I've been talking about during this entire conversation, and you feel things come up and you feel things shift and your goals are being achieved effortlessly, share them with me. I love to hear this shit because to me, it's like another fuck yes for another person, which creates a full ripple effect for everyone around them. And this is how we get to shift the whole programming around achieving our goals. So, thank you for allowing yourself to have the willingness to even think differently, to live differently, and amplify your being differently. Again, the more you listen to this, the more your mind will remember, the more you will get activated, the more it will be amplified, all of it. So share with your friends, share with your family members, get them to think again, differently, because it's available for them. All of this is all available to you at all times and them. To finish off this podcast episode, I really, really, really would love if you could take the time to click the link in the show notes and leave a simple review of the podcast, of this episode, whatever you feel is closest to your heart. Because the more reviews that I receive, that we receive from this podcast, we are able to connect to more people. We are able to change more of their lives. We are able to impact them more powerfully. And honestly, like I keep saying, I don't get paid for this stuff just yet. I'm going to change my words. I am in the process of attracting the perfect sponsorships and money, the energy of money, that is a reflection that will support me with this podcast. So for now, in this moment, in this present moment, I am doing this for free because I truly believe that what I am sharing with you is truth and that this can help you. I know this can help you. I know this can change your life. So that's why I'm doing it. And I just think the more people know, the better. This is the shit that they deserve to know, straight up. So that would really, really be appreciated. And the way that I set it up, you don't even have to like subscribe or anything, which I also recommend you to do, but it's super quick. It'll take you 2 seconds. So I so appreciate you just for even thinking about that, for doing that, and for sharing this podcast episode with your audience, your friends, your family, whatever is most resonant to you, and whatever else you guys are looking for in terms of receiving from this podcast. Feel free to connect with me on Instagram. Let me know what you want to know more of. Let me know what you love from this. Share a quote, share a message from this podcast episode, share it on your social media. Let's spread the word. I'm just seeing like your expansive self literally expanding so wide right now. I'm so excited for it. And you being a part of that is so appreciated. Every single act matters. Every little bit of action matters. Every little bit of intention matters. So if you're listening to this, I really appreciate you. I hope you know that. I really, 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 really do. And I'm really excited to come out with more empowered episodes just like this one and to create more content that you guys are looking for and to just keep sharing and deprogramming and reprogramming in a powerful way. So on that note, I'm going to wish you guys a beautiful end of your day, whether it's you're listening to this in the morning or in the afternoon or at night, whatever it is. I'm sending you guys so much love and grace and effortless flow when you are in this process of achieving your goals completely effortlessly. I love you, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye, babes.